Blog Talk Radio.
Do the truth. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me. Here we go, Eat the girl, cause fevers make the devil sick. Hebrew genius, now they calling me the devil's bitch. I hit the strip, now you gotta call the exorcist. My fucking watch, I ain't talking about the president. It's very evident, I'm spitting like a veteran. Been sitting in the big chair longer than the president. No comparing my parents in the marijuana. Basically to show you motherfuckers who I'm better than. Young gutter, go get a hustle with a mean sputter. Y'all niggas synthetic hustlers. None other little motherfucker make the whole shutter. Going for the bread and the butter like the last supper. Never loving hoes, fuck them all with a cold rubber. Fuck a flat, the only thing I'm repping is that green color. Hey, shit funny, a nigga hungry, I get cruddy. Leave your head bloody, take the food up out your tummy. Ah, goddamn, should I known better. Bam, damn, with the bars, got a vendetta. Tryna stack my bread up with this new cheddar. Sound heavy like the edge of a Beretta. I play no games with these fucking lanes. The devil to this game, better know your range. We all got dreams, but we ain't the same. I got my mind over this money, I'ma quit the game. Can't fuck with these niggas, show no love to these bitches. Never so small, got no room for no glitches. Combo cut short, give them verbal circumstances. Like a nigga too hip, fucking up they disposition. Take my time in these bars like a nigga been in prison. I be killing these hoes, turn them all to apparitions. Take a picture, I'm a picture perfect fit in my division. Prophet in the skies and the scribes it was written.
Murder. Hey look, y'all gonna need y'all running shoes to keep up with a bitch like me, man. It's R.I.P. Raw Abstract Project. And I ain't never lied, nah. It's Slim Jiggins when you mention the best. I spit fly to these niggas, put a vest on your chest. When I touch the stage, they be looking impressed. Cause I step up on that thing, then you know I finesse. Got them screaming, give me more, so it's nevertheless. They already know, so it's never a yes. We get the fucking up the scene, we just be making a mess. All this talk about the team, we just be making them stress. I got on my high beams, 10 CDs. Niggas not in 3D, beat the beat with a 3-piece. We be 3D, looking like we beat them niggas. Damn, I really wouldn't wanna be these niggas. Nigga, you the wannabe, I wish you wanna be. You be blowing up a phone, she be right in front of me. All I see in front of me, no competition and that. Keeping it really, cause really it ain't no front in me. Buzzing like a bumblebee, going above and beyond my expectations. The road I be on got an expectation. You more like a peon and that's just basic. So let's just face it, time is money, it ain't no time wasting. The money be the only thing that I'm chasing. Shit, I figure in order to get the figures that fast. Shit, I spit it in figure eights around your finger racing. You looking uncomfortable in your situation. They heard I was the problem, here's a demonstration. Getting high, you know, limitation. No water to put this fire out, a bitch blazing. The thirst is outrageous, my grace. Meet me at the top where I'm surfacing. Cause baby, I'm a star, I was birthed to win. It's a reality to bring you back to earth again. They be like, good goddamn, there you go again, son. I've been spitting like this since I was 10 or something. And I've been always determined to turn nothing to something. And always been the type to go out the things I be wanting. Niggas who know me know I never been one for the frontin'. Acting like they bout that action, they stuntin'. I'm a standout, not a act like. Stand among stars and they still shine behind us like backlight. Hey look, it's either you gon' get with it or get out the way straight like that. It's a 2014 takeover, man. R.A.P. for our Abstract Project. Skip Diggins. Drew the Truth. Y'all just sit back and take notes, man.
Refuse to be held down by gravity while living on my fantasy.
different nails on our Fridays. Ask me how cause I'm paid, and I'm willing to share, babe. Meet me tonight, we can discuss the rest of details over champagne. She took my number and she drove away. 6 minutes later, like I can't wait, cause I got that $1 million, make it wanna holler, girl. Anything you want, you know you're dealing with a baller, girl. Anything you hot desire, just ask me, and I will do it flat. Pay for a blast, and you got me stuck like a Mac. Why you gotta be so attractive? Beauty queen and my private pageant. Baby, this could be everlasting. Try your nigga, let me be your beautiful disaster.
Coming in and let you know that the bus will leave you. in Northern California, a.k.a. the Bay Area. If the bus is supposed to leave at 4:55 and you got a sister driving his name, Gail or LaTanya, something like that, driving the bus, see you running across the street. What's your name? What? Oh my God.
Okay, see, y'all, we done started all on something else because of Cali Buzz in more ways than one. Okay. Hello, welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. How you guys doing, man? This is Solo Flows coming in to talk to y'all tonight. Tonight we got some rolling topics. Can you say that? Rolling topics. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the what and what's not. We're going to talk about all that tonight. We're going to also share some news, some stories. You know, we got a lot of stuff for you guys tonight. And, of course, the best and the brightest of LGBTQ music. Tonight we are going to celebrate the life of one of our cast members, family member. We celebrate the life and say rest in peace on air tonight. So yeah, definitely want to put that out there. That means a lot. And y'all know exactly who we're talking to. So with that said, we're going to go around, introduce ourselves, and tonight Cali Buzz going to do the word of the day, and then we're going to go into our topic. Let's go. I'm at Solo Flow.
What else, y'all? I'm at Instream.
I'm at I Mean. Sorry.
I'm at 220 Media.
Yo, it's the young homie Cali Buzz.
And we're giving a shout out to our Dr. J Money. Dr. J Money is in the building. And then we're going to go over to our Cali Bud, who is going to do our word of the day.
Yeah, man. So we're going to really pray for Dr. J right now. She, you know what I'm saying, she's dealing with family situations right now. We're not going to really get into it. You know, out of respect to her. But like a real partner should, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the word of the day for my homie, and the word of the day is going to be compassion. You know, we all know what it is, but I'm going to give y'all the definition. It's a sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. And we definitely show compassion for our friend, our cast member, and see her on the page or something, you know what I'm saying? Just show her love, just say, what's happening? I love you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just show her love. We love you, Dr. J. We always going to be here for you, whatever your time of need. So we going to turn up here for you tonight, and we going to keep it moving. Hope you're listening, my nigga. And we going to keep it moving. We going to keep it rolling real quick. Solo Flows, man. What's going on in the world, G, man? There's a lot of shit going on in the world.
Yeah.
Like marijuana.
Yeah.
Everybody like, damn, why she always talk about weed? Because I love weed, man.
One of the things on my mind right now, Cali Bud, is to let you know to what's really on Solo Flow's mind and on Solo Flow's heart, man, is these California fires, man. You know what I'm saying? If anybody know about the fires that's been going on in California, a lot of people lost their home, a lot of people lost their property, a lot of people, you know, woke up with nothing. You know, just they only had time to like grab their belongings and leave everything that they love behind, man. So I just wanted to send some extra love out their way tonight. You know, I know it's hard to pick up the pieces after something devastating like that happens. And, you know, sometimes people feel like they lost everything. But as long as you got life, you got something. So I just wanted to let y'all know that we are acknowledging that. And, you know, hopefully people can rebuild faster than it came down, and when it comes back up, it can be 10 or 15 times better, you know. So I want to give a shout out to those struggling in fires or any weather related issues. You know what I'm saying? I understand the weather related issues are going on all across the country, so we want to send our shouts out, and we want to send our love from California, where we've been pretty blessed with our weather. You know what I'm saying? We're in a drought, so y'all pray for us too on that. You know what I'm saying? We really in need of water around here. Like, it's not a game. And, yeah, man, we need water. So California is in a drought. So if y'all can send some prayers our way, we definitely appreciate that. What about you, Asdrain? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, we need some of that water, man. But, you know, a lot going on out there in the world. One thing I wanted to talk about is I was listening to Camille the other morning, right? And so they was playing a snippet of a porno. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, the kids is on their way to school. ain't going to school listening to pornos and stuff. I just wanted to know how everybody's feeling about that one, because I was like, you know, when has radio gone too far?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When do parents say, hey, wait a minute, y'all doing too much? You know what I'm saying?
What y'all think? Well, as a parent, I really just don't even, I try not to listen to too much of the radio, you know, my son. Just because it's so much, you got to try to dodge it from, you know what I'm saying, and filter out, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, you know, if you don't, I don't like my kids singing, like, the new songs and shit. Sometimes I catch myself, because, you know, we like our jams, you know, we love our hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. But I can actually remember a time where I was like, what song was that? I don't know what song it was, but my son was about 3 years old, and I wasn't even singing it myself, but I turned around, I heard him singing it, and I heard the words coming out of his mouth, and then I was just like, wow, I really can't. That don't sound good. That don't sound good at all. So I just couldn't just imagine him hearing like a porno or something, and him going and to somebody and going to tell his friends or someone like, oh, what's these sounds? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, and it happens. It's really common, actually. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's on the radio or whether it's the, you know, environment that, you know what I'm saying, the child is in. So it's rough, man. It's rough to try. There's so much to try to protect your kid from out here. But I just try to do my best to try to keep it all PG, real PG. I try to keep the music to a minimum and everything, but for the most part, you got to just kind of just teach your kids, you know, right from wrong and what is and what isn't. That's where you come in as a parent, I think, you know what I mean? But for the most part, it's knowing when to shut off and shut it back on.
And I was thinking, a lot of them people on the radio show, they got, like, kids and stuff, so they know the hours. I think between a certain hours, it's just certain stuff you should not be playing. Music-wise, I don't care, video, whatever it is, like, as long as until school start, you know what I'm saying, you should not be playing none of that, because some people might drive, you know, with the radio on in their car, the kids in the car, they rushing trying to get the kids together, next thing you know, a porno on. Then the kids go to school, we sit in a circle, they asking, you know, like, how was your morning, or what you eat for breakfast? Then they gonna be like, oh, we heard something in the car. Maybe. Then it's a whole nother issue. So yeah, I think they gotta be mindful of that. It should be some time frame set on when certain things are played.
And I think one thing that it reminds me of as well is like when sexual abuse happens to young children, that takes away their innocence. But that's kind of doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people might not look at it that way, but then you gotta look at it that way. Because, you know what I'm saying, if it's a walk like a duck, talk like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't want to accept that, but how would you, you know, like a view, would you sit in a room and watch a porno with a child present? You know what I'm saying? All of this is the danger zone. This is, you know what I'm saying, what shouldn't be happening, period. Callie Butt?
It's funny y'all should say that, because I was actually talking to a friend, and, you know, because I let him know that, you know, I don't really like the show Empire no more. A lot of shows on, you know, Fox have been getting real racy. And we were talking about Empire in particular, and he actually showed me a video on Facebook that I'm going to post on the band page in a minute for y'all to look at. But this woman was talking about how the reason why she doesn't like her son watching the show. And it brought a point, she brought a point about the homosexual act that happened, you know, because one of the sons is gay or whatever. And she just was going in to say about, you know, it's not even about them being gay. It's just, you know, we weren't even allowed to watch sex, period, back in the day growing up.
Right.
And she was like, you know, and the fact that it's, you know, a lot of sexual acts going on, it's like, why would you put that on TV? You know, why would you put that? It's so explicit. Why would you put something like that on TV? And my question to everybody was really just, do you think it's okay for homosexual acts to be put on television just the same as heterosexual sex? Like, do you think it's under the same precinct? And when I'm not precinct, do you think it's under the same level? And when I say that, it's like when kids have the most influence, some kids watch, you know, adults, some kids see, you know, men and women kissing, you know, girls and boys kissing and things like that. Do you think you would be able to let your child watch homosexual acts, like, you know, two men kissing, two women kissing on different shows and things like that. Because, you know, you see it, like I said, you see young boys and young girls kissing each other on, you know, TVs and movies and things like that. Do you guys think it would be appropriate for kids to be able to watch that type of stuff on TV? The same as home, same as they see it? Do you think it's, like, seeing two young boys kiss and two young girls kiss, do you think that's appropriate? Like,
I think it depends on the extent. I think it depends on the extent to which they doing it. Because I just don't think, whether it's gay or straight, you know what I'm saying, too much of that on TV, they shouldn't see it, period. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's two men, two women, male, female, so it depends on how much they doing it. And if it's in the movie, they're in a relationship, they do a quick peck or something, I don't know. But I will say that I saw Empire, and I seen when the two guys kissed it, for some reason, it had a reaction out of me that I've still been thinking about and trying to figure out why, because I just, I don't know, immediately when I seen it, I felt like, oh, that is inappropriate for television.
You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I asked the question about, but seeing is how we are, once again, you know, we want equality, we want, you know, we want it not necessarily accepted, but we want to just be in our lane, you know, just be accepted as, you know, who we are. So is there a fine line, or is there just, you feel me? I don't know.
I mean, I definitely feel like there's a fine line, but I'm kind of with Dreams on the fact that it shouldn't be shown, period. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just because it's a homosexual act. I think it's because of ratings, period. You know what I mean? Is it something that your child should be watching, whether it was a heterosexual couple? You got to ask yourself that. And if it's no, then it shouldn't be played, period. They shouldn't even be watching it. But now, the fact that it is two people of the same sex is just like how before, you know, older movies, they would show women, maybe their breasts, but they don't really show male parts. And it's the same thing, because it's that's a little too racy. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your little girl to walk in the room and see a penis, right? But it's the same thing to me. So I don't think it's the act, and I don't think it has anything to do with equality for homosexuality, and I don't think it has anything to do with people acknowledging the fact that, you know, we're out here, we exist, and we do need the exposure, but it's the type of exposure. You don't have to show the sexual orientation part of it. You know what I'm saying? Showing a couple on TV, okay, he's gay. That's a part of, you know, the family structure or people, their, what they do or who they are. But you don't have to show, you know, what goes on in the bedroom.
And I think, and that's what I was talking about a little bit last week, that I have to do, about, you know, what's being portrayed as opposed to, you know, how we want to be seen. And that's what we're seeing a lot of. It's just a lot of mostly just sexual acts. You know, sexual acts. It's always that part that we are getting exposure on. You know what I mean?
We're sexual beings. That's all we do.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was just going to say that. Y'all done took the words out of my head. But I was saying, yeah, so that's the thing that makes me uneasy, too, is that we always equate it with sex. You know what I'm saying? Then when people think about, oh, teaching about homosexuality in school and this and that, and there's more to it than sex. It's a whole history behind it as well. So I think that also, right, with love, right, you can, right, and you can still, you know, give homosexuality, you know, put it out there without sexually, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be sex.
I'm just trying to figure out, what curriculum are you going to teach these people? I mean, everybody keeps saying curriculum. Why can't, when you explain something, you say, okay, his or her, or hers or his, or him, or are you kidding? Why you got to have a separate curriculum? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that about? It ain't rocket science. You can just say, okay, if you have a sex with a man, do this. If you have a sex with a woman, you need to do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's basic to certain stuff.
Exactly.
It's just a basic rule. If you're dealing with a penis,
exactly. You don't want to be
talking. No matter. You don't even got to touch on your sexuality.
Exactly. We don't go into no delirium and go into a different type of mood or nothing. We do the same thing y'all do. Y'all got the same body parts as we do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's not going as kids. But, you know what I'm saying? Just period. I just really want, I wish we had more control of our influence. You know what I'm saying? And what we, how we express ourselves to the world and how we want to be seen. I just wish we had more control over that, you know what I'm saying? Because kids are very influenced, you know what I'm saying? And we don't want the wrong impression on children, because, you know what I'm saying,
I'd have to teach my son things, and I don't want him going out to the world, seeing other things and telling him, oh, this is, you know, this is what that is, and this is what that is. And I'm trying to tell him about, you know, who I really am as a person, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard, but I wish we just had more control, man, over this shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to speak for ourselves, and you know, that's why we here as a duty, as, you know, damn, it should be interested in doing our duty to show you what it's really about, you feel what I'm saying? So if y'all got any, you know what I'm saying, if y'all feel the way I feel, let me know. Hit us up, 347-324-3853. Let us know, man. If you got a topic of your own, hit us, man. Or you can check us out on Facebook. You know what it is. VTSBITOO. Right now, we're going to go into some music. We'll be right back with y'all. 220, hit me up.
paper smoking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case.
If you want a pencil, try one of these.
You will meet Bill, the once to pride in.
Perfect, unexpected, but I'm worth it. Good exposure to this life. If that's what you like, explore your thoughts, stop acting scared. I can see you watching, let me take a stand. Let me show you what it's like to fuck with something right. Girl, let me put you on with something real. Wanna show you how it feels to rock with something real. So come join me in this room, girl, it's time. If my hands move slick, that's normal. We can smoke one first if you're trying to get lit. But we don't think I'm taking hits. We alone, girl, we alone. Girl, let me put you on with something real. I wanna show you how it feels to rock with something real. No, no, no. So come join me in this room, girl, it's time. I know what you like, baby. Let me get you right.
Hello, and welcome back to Damn, This Should Be Interesting, Man. So tonight, we've been having the conversations about everything that's been on our mind. You know what I'm saying? We want you guys to call in and join the conversation. If you got something in your mind, you want to give somebody a shout out, you want to talk about your city, you want to promote your party, you want to just say let somebody know how you feel about them, even if it ain't lovey-dovey, you know what I'm saying? We don't want you to go on here and be a super nut or nothing like that, but we would like people to come and express themselves. If you know an artist that you'd like to recommend for us to play, call in and let us know, man. Tonight, we got a rolling topic going on. Whatever's on our mind, that's what we're talking about. And it's actually been a lot going on in the news. There's been a lot going on in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to make sure that they stay abreast. So what's going on? Just in the world, period, man. You know what I'm saying? Watching the news, keeping up with current events. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure that our community stays informed, because information is powerful. So that's what we want you guys to do. We want you guys to use information to empower yourselves, right? So we were talking about the shooting earlier, right? I know this is kind of serious, but we were talking about the shooting that took place in Oregon.
Yes, yes.
And Callie Bud's going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, it definitely took place about 3 days ago at, I believe it was Oregon City College. I'm looking up the exact college right now, but a young man actually just came into a classroom and asked everybody if anybody was a Christian, stand up. And people, you know, unfortunately, bravely stood up and, you know, and stood for what they believed in. And fortunately, some lives got taken. A lot of people got hurt. But one thing I really want to, you know, talk about in an uplifting standpoint was the gentleman that actually stopped the man, you know, and actually tackled him and got the gun away from him. You know, well, not tackled him, but was able to get a lot of people out. He got shot, I believe, 7 times. You know what I mean? The perpetrator was, you know, gunned down by police, but he did a really good deed by breaking down all the fire alarms, pulling on a fire alarm, getting a lot of people out. You know what I'm saying? Just doing a really good, you know what I'm saying? Because he saved a lot of people. He got a lot of people out. He could have did a lot more damage than he did. So I'm really just glad to see that people are standing up for what they believe in, and people are still, you know, there's still good people in this world. And unfortunately, we lost a lot of bad people. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully Obama can get this gun law thing under control real fast, because we losing, this is like the fourth shootout, or, you know what I'm saying, massacre this year. And it's really getting sad right now. Like, a lot of people are losing their lives over nothing right now. And it seemed like if we all can own guns, it's only going to get worse. You know what I'm saying? So I think we need to get this gun law situation, you know what I'm saying, this police brutality situation, we need to get this on hold, because that's just killing our kids. That's just killing our fathers and mothers, excuse me, and sisters, and that's just killing our families right now. So I really think we need to get this under control real quick, because this is an unfortunate situation, man.
Yeah, man, and we got to remember that guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right.
And we got to, you know, remember to take responsibility for all of our actions and understand that as a world, we're a world community, right? And we're a family. That's how we're supposed to function. And we don't supposed to kill each other and break each other down, most definitely. You know, we're supposed to build each other up, man, and try to make this a more peaceful place for us to live. You know what I'm saying? We need to find reasons to come together as one versus always finding reasons to divide and commit injustices and travesties towards each other, which leads to genocide, you know, which leads to a whole lot of sadness and broken people, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to think of, and I hate the term third world, but people like to think of distant countries as being places where terrorism happens and genocide happens, but we don't realize in America we have a very, very high death rate when it comes to violence. Very, very high. Higher than a lot of countries that people would think of with violent crimes that are highlighted, right? Like, it's certain countries that they, you know, show during war and turmoil all the time, like the people never have any peace in their lives. You know what I'm saying? But in America, it's like a war-torn country, but it's domestic wars. People say only one civil war happened here, but I think civil war happens here every day. You know, people are against each other. People don't understand each other. People don't try to communicate. And that's a recipe for war right there in itself. You know, when people stop communicating, start breaking down, and look to violence as a solution, then we're in war. And in America, that's exactly what's happening right now. We're at war. And we're at a war with compassion. We're at a war with understanding. We're at a war with justice. We're at a war with equality. You know, we're just at war. And until everybody put their issues to the side, you know what I'm saying, and decide to take the ammunition out of the gun, you know what I'm saying, and try to use their heads and figure out what's going on, but most importantly, use your heart. Let your heart guide you. You know what I mean? These massacres, they don't have to happen. These murders don't have to happen. These rapes don't have to happen. These beatings, shootings, all this stuff, it does not have to happen. Peace is possible if everybody just agrees. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's easier said than done, but peace is as much as an agreement. If you can, if two men can sit down and sign a physical piece of paper, call it a treaty, and can be peaceful with each other, you know, then anybody is capable.
Where do we start? We always talk about we need peace, but where do we start? Because it seems like one person try to do something, and then way over here, somebody doing the opposite. It's like, you know, what is it going to take for everybody to get on one accord? Because obviously he's not the president, y'all don't trust him. You know what I'm saying? As much as he did, you know what I'm saying, everybody can say they won't, but, you know what I mean, he did what he's supposed to do in office. He, you know what I'm saying, he sat down, he took care of issues that was put on his plate, and now he got to go. You know what I'm saying? So what is it going to take for us to, you know, get this shit going and get in a better position? You know what I'm saying? It's going to take people to keep losing family members and people to keep losing, you know, losing loved ones. And I don't think that should be the way to go. I think we all just need to come together as people. We can't wait for the president, or we can't wait for a bill to be signed, or we can't, you know, we got to start with each other. We got to start treating each other better, because this shit is crazy. People need help out here. You know, there's some crazy people in this world, man. That's why we need to stand together. Shout out to all the Christians that stood up, man. Shout out to all the Christians that stood up, because I think as a Christian myself, I would have stood up. You know what I mean? But then I would also have to think about my child, too, because, you know what I mean, by taking that. But, you know, that's what faith is about. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the Christians that stood up. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, some of them lost their lives, but like I said, they stood up for what they believed in.
And that's absolutely true. And sometimes we just got to make those kind of sacrifices, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, in some cases, it's the ultimate sacrifice, which is very unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? So that's where that togetherness comes from, and that's just community. That's where that comes from, that need to have that and to build on that and to make the world a much more peaceful, safer place, because that's really what we all want. We all just want peace, health, and happiness in life. You know, and I feel like that goal is not unattainable if everybody would just agree. Even in cases if you agree to disagree, you know, just agree on something. Okay, so we want to just show y'all love with that tonight. We're going to head out a little early. You know what I mean? We're going to get out of here a little earlier than we usually do tonight. But we thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuning in, man. You know what I mean? DTSBI, we love you. Damn, this should be interesting. We appreciate y'all calling. We appreciate y'all writing. We appreciate all the love and support that we continuously get. We thank you guys so much for that. We want you guys to continue to call in and talk to us, man. Give us topics. Suggest artists, interviews, you know what I'm saying? If you got stuff going on, let us help you promote you. You know what I'm saying? Call in, let us know what's going on. If we with the function, then we going to function with y'all. We're going to advertise it, and we're going to get it out there to as many people as possible, because this is LGBTQ radio, and we do support our community. We believe in the unity and the word, man. So please use us as a vessel to get your word out there, to get your movement out there, to get your voice heard. If you just want to vent or need somebody to talk to, call in 347-324-3853. Six Dykes, One Mic, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Cali Buzz.
You get a chance to, whatever city you in, check out the same difference. See if it's playing close to you, if it's coming to the city near you, make sure you check it out. It's a really good picture. We need to support more black women, more lesbian women, more women free, you know what I'm saying, behind the camera, in front of the camera, making moves, you know what I'm saying, making power moves. So make sure you support the same difference, man. Look it up on Google. We're seeing if it's playing near you, man. For black people, for black entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Uplifting, LGBTQ, everything. You know, we love y'all. Thank y'all for calling in, man. Good night. Just say the word, baby, and I gotcha.